Hello, pets. Sit back and relax. And let me do the thinking. Sit back and relax. In this place, your imagination can come to life. Let me help you. I'll help you to focus. Just focus on my voice. Focus on the rhythm of my voice and relax. Waves of sound fall upon you and sink into you as you listen to me. Feel the waves from the soothing sound of my voice. Let your mind wander as you drift away into my dream, where you're as relaxed as I am, and I am completely and utterly relaxed. Let the dream wrap around you as my voice guides you. In the dream, you are in a dreamlike state, feeling my words sink into your mind, filling your head with my thoughts, so that my thoughts take up more focus than your own. Now, I want you to imagine something. Imagine you're about to make a phone call. With your phone in hand, dialing the number. As you finish dialing, a few moments pass before you hear a recorded message. I'm sorry. The number you are trying to dial has been disconnected. Please check the number and try your call again. It sounds as though there are other words being spoken underneath the message, but you're not sure. The word disconnected echoes inside of you. Feel yourself slowly disconnect from your conscious mind. Puzzled and perhaps slightly dazed, you dial the number again. And after a brief silence, the message repeats. I'm sorry. The number you are trying to dial has been disconnected. Please check the number and try your call again. And you feel even more disconnected from yourself. Almost as if someone else is making the call. Again, you believe there are other words being spoken underneath the message you heard. Or at least it seems that way. Your body grows heavier and more sluggish as you sink into a drowsy malaise. You're not sure why it is that you feel so tired all of a sudden. Tired and sleepy. Sleepy and drowsy. Drowsy and lazy. So lazy you just sit there, momentarily stunned, doing nothing, thinking nothing. Then remembering to try the number a third time as you dial each number in more and more of a haze. It's as if you're moving in slow motion, slowly dialing the numbers. One, because you want to make sure that you dial the number correctly, and two, because for reasons you don't necessarily understand, you feel so wiped out, lost in a fog as thick as pea soup. This time you stare at the clock in the room as you wait for the call to go through, watching the second hand tick slowly. Each tick-tock is making you feel more dreamy. Tick-tock. So heavy and relaxed.
tick-tock.
Needing to do tick-tock. Nothing but wait. Tick-tock. As the message repeats again. I'm sorry. The number you are trying to dial has been disconnected. Please check the number and try your call again. This time, you're sure you hear words underneath the message, like a hidden message. As your conscious mind becomes more and more hidden, retreating within itself, allowing your subconscious mind to decipher the messages you are receiving. Body so thick and full, not wanting to move, too tired and lethargic to even wonder why you don't feel like moving, yet you begin to dial the number once more. This time you want to focus on the hidden message as the clock continues its tick-tock, dropping like a rock. The numbers become a blur as you slowly dial, feeling strangely uncoordinated as you do, no longer sure of which number you are dialing. Each number you press adds to the thick layer of unconsciousness, saturating you from the outside in, penetrating all the way inside. Waiting silently for the message inside the message, looking for the deeper hidden meaning, as the message cues once more. I'm sorry. The number you are trying to dial has been disconnected. Please check the number and try your call again. Making the hidden message hidden from your conscious mind, as your subconscious mind finds the meaning in this hidden message and responds accordingly, the way it knows it should, feeling more and more disconnected from conscious thought and will. You are increasingly separated from both, and it feels strangely wonderful. Your subconscious mind now understands the hidden message and guides your body into action without you even knowing about it. You move like a sleepwalker as you now wish to dial the number again, going deeper by the second, losing track of time. The clock clicks as it ticks and talks, each click moving slower and slower, time slowing down. Each number you dial makes you more oblivious to what's happening, just going with the flow, the slow, thick, syrupy flow. Your mind is as sleepy as your body feels now. You've even forgotten how many numbers you've dialed, or what numbers at all for that matter. There are more and more ticks and tocks from the clock for each number you dial. The gap is widening. The gap between consciousness and unconsciousness, while your mind focuses so intently on what you're hearing, waiting in a daze for the message to play again. And finally, you hear, "Please hold for operator." Music begins and the sleepy feeling slips deeper inside of you. With each sound, you detach further from yourself, all the way inside, so that your subconscious mind is listening and paying close attention to every word it hears, while your conscious mind drifts farther and farther away, opening your subconscious mind with every note that splashes into your mind, the clock continuing to tick and talk, causing you to continually drop, even as time completely loses its meaning, dropping deeper with each tick, sinking faster with each talk. Finally, you hear a voice. Operator, what number, please? You aren't sure what the number was anymore, so you say the numbers that make the most sense right now. I hear your voice trailing off as you meekly speak. It sounds as if you've been drugged.
Tick, tock.
Nine.
Tick, tock.
Eight.
Tick, tock.
Seven.
Tick, tock.
Six.
Tick, tock.
Five.
Tick, tock.
Four.
Tick, tock.
Three.
Tick, tock.
Two.
Tick, tock.
One.
Tick, tock. Tick, tock.
The words are nearly inaudible as the operator speaks. You're going to have to repeat that again, please.
Tick, tock.
Your voice keeps dropping out. I said, your voice keeps dropping. Voice keeps dropping out.
Tick, tock.
Yes, dropping out.
Tick,
dropping.
Tick,
out. You continue to descend deeper into a mindless glaze as the numbers mumble out from between your comatose lips, completely unaware of what you're saying, completely unaware on a conscious level that your subconscious mind is opening more and more as you sink deeper and deeper into the thick fog with each number you count. Nine.
Tick tock.
Seven.
Tick tock.
Six.
Tick tock.
Five.
Tick tock.
Four.
Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick.
The operator injects. I'm sorry, dear. I'm still having trouble making out the number. A little louder and clearer, please, because we keep trailing off. The words, yes,
yes, ma'am,
flow from you as you count once more, going deeper each time you count down the number. Your mind is like a broken record, continually looping back around to the numbers.
Tick, tock.
Nine.
Tick, tock.
Yes, ma'am.
Tick, tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock.
Yes, ma'am.
Tick tock.
Tick
tock.
One.
Tick tock.
Her voice is utterly irresistible. You feel a compelling need to do as she says, as the clock continues ticking.
Tick.
Yes.
Tock. Brain lock.
Tick,
tick,
tock.
Brain lock. The numbers repeat almost on autopilot more clearly. And the more clearly you speak, the deeper you descend into sleepy bliss. It's as though someone else is speaking from inside of you, with you having no control over it. And enjoying having no control over it. The number gushes from you once more as your mind diminishes into robotic compliance.
Tick, tock.
Nine,
tick,
eight,
tock.
Seven.
Tick, tock.
Six.
Yes,
five.
Tock.
Four.
Tick, tock.
Three, two.
Tick, tock.
One, zero.
Tick, tock.
The operator chimes in.
Yes.
That's much better, dear. It sounds as if you've been drugged into a stupor. The number I heard you say was 987-654-3210. Let me repeat that so it can be crystal clear. 987-654-3210. Let me just lock this information into the computer so that it's permanently listed on the system. Once I type the numbers in, I can help you further. Let's see. Making sure each one goes right in here. Right where it's supposed to.
Yes, ma'am.
The number is clicking in. 9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-0. Is that right? You helplessly agree. Yes, ma'am.
9-8.
And as you do, you feel yourself sinking deeper into the intoxicating stupor.
3-2.
Now, let me make sure I have this all the way in correctly. Because if not, my screen will go blank. You should see it when everything goes blank. 1 minute I'm entering data, it's right there, accessible to my fingertips, instantaneously, and the next, everything goes blank. The entire computer screens become blank and empty and empty and blank. And this is information I didn't mean to erase. Because once that happens and I erase the information, I try to stir the computer to life, but everything is gone. It's too late.
Yes.
Blank. Empty. A completely empty screen. Could you imagine having a complete blank? Looking at the screen of your mind and seeing everything disappear from it. Imagine what that would be like if your consciousness were on that screen and then all of a sudden, it's gone. It's blank. The screen is white and empty, with nothing there whatsoever. Now, I need to put you on hold for a moment. And really, that's what I'm doing. Putting your conscious mind on hold. I'll be back in a moment. Just listen to the relaxing. End time will pass quickly. Thanks for holding. I wouldn't want to get in trouble for entering the wrong data. So, let's make sure it's correct once more. Why don't you count the number down with me, dear? I'll help you, since your mind is so sleepily compliant, yet deliriously foggy. It's interesting because the numbers actually descend, as I recall. Even if I recall what you were unable to remember to forget to remember. So let's begin, dear. Are you ready? The words yes, ma'am, automatically flow from you as it is followed by the number 9. Yes, that's right. And then 8.
Yes.
Numbers dropping, sliding, descending down as they must. And then 9-8-7. So the area code is
9-8-7.
Isn't it, dear?
9-8-7.
Yes, ma'am. Is all you can say.
Yes.
That and the number are like the only anchors you have to hold on to. Then there was 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And 5. And 4.
6-5-6-4.
So the prefix is 6-5-4.
Yes.
And the rest of the numbers go down as well, I believe. Say them with me as you melt into them, while you melt into my voice.
Yes, ma'am.
Deeper than ever now. 3. So deep. So happy.
Yes.
So helpless. 2. So helplessly hypnotized. So perfectly focused and fixated only on my voice now. 1. That's right. So sleepy. So obedient now.
Yes, ma'am.
All the way down now. What was that last number? Ah, yes. 0.
9-8-7.
Now,
yes, ma'am.
Connecting
6,
your call.
5-4.
Connecting.
3-2-1-0.
Connecting.
9-8-7.
Have a lovely day.
6-5-4.
Yes, ma'am. 3-2-1-0. 9-8-7. 6-5-4.
Yes,
3-2-1-0.
Hello, my pets.
Yes.
This is Mistress Joanne. Focus upon my irresistibly hypnotic voice as you surrender to sleep.
Yes.
Sinking into deep, deep hypnosis. Whenever I say surrender to sleep. Sinking twice as deep.
Yes, ma'am.
Each and every time that I tell you to surrender to sleep. You see, I have operators working for me, forwarding your calls to me, while you're falling and sinking in a deeper, ever-deepening surrender to sleep. Mind dissolving, your will faltering, as you plunge into such a deep, deep hypnotic surrender to sleep. Let me have my way with you, slave. Just let go completely now. And it's clear that I most assuredly have your number.
Yes.
I always have your number. Hypnotically speaking, no matter what I do. Some people just have your number.
Yes, ma'am.
They get the best of you. And I certainly get the best of you. I've got your number.
Yes.
Everything I do to you hypnotically renders you unable to resist what is happening, which is why you melt like butter before me. And you know I receive so many calls each day, forwarded by my wonderfully obedient and proficient operators. It's amazing how many of my callers seem to fall asleep while I'm speaking to them.
Yes.
They float into nothingness as I speak. These suggestions take precedence and become the primary function within you, overruling any conscious resistance that is nearly gone, quickly evaporating. Now as I snap my fingers, this information is housed in the depths of your subconscious mind. The information is locked away. Stored safely for future retrieval.
Yes.
Future retrieval by me. Your subconscious mind now understands the hidden message. The message inside the message.
Yes, ma'am.
Surrendered to sleep. You understand the hidden message. You respond to the hidden message. The message is hidden from your conscious mind and discovered by your unconscious mind. Surrender to sleep.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the hidden message, which is why you fell so deeply and quickly. Each time you hear me say those words,
yes,
your conscious mind hides farther away, leaving only your subconscious mind to absorb all of my instruction.
Yes.
I love helping you discover just how submissive you feel towards me. Maybe that's why you crave to call.
Yes.
You
crave to call.
You need wanting
to schedule a
even feeling it surpass want it. Into the involuntary nature of need.
To schedule a
you
must
needing to hear my hypnotic voice.
You crave
coming
to
me
you need
because as
to
I've said
you must obey me.
I've got your number
and do it.
I always have your number, don't I, Slay?
You need to
yes,
a
you must obey me.
You do feel yes, like a slave to me, don't you?
You crave to call me. You need
yes,
to schedule a
each time you say the words,
and
yes,
do it.
Ma'am, you descend you deeper into slavery.
You,
you even sink deeper into hypnosis when I say the words, yes, ma'am. You sink deeper into submissive
you
surrender.
Need, yes,
deeper into my
obey.
Service.
And do it.
Even the music you hear
you
during my
you
hypnotic sessions deepens
you
your hypnosis.
And do it.
Whenever you call
you
me,
crave to
you
call
surrender
you
to sleep at the first sound of my mind-numbingly
yes,
hypnotic voice.
You crave
the voice that hypnotizes you so easily, so deeply, so completely. And that's because
you must obey.
I truly have your number.
You
when you call
call
me, everything I say has a hypnotic connotation to it, which affects you more and more pleasantly and profoundly. So that the next time you call, your mind goes blank, like a fuse shorting out, mind shutting down, so that I can fill you with information once the screen of your mind goes completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank.
You crave to
completely blank.
Yes.
Completely blank. Completely blank. Blank.
You crave
blank. Blank. Blank.
Yes.
And when you are blank, you cannot resist.
You crave to call.
You can only obey. And when you feel so submissive,
yes,
you find it hard to think at the mere thought of me. The thought of calling,
you must obey.
The thought of me answering the phone and helping you understand your true self more than ever, time and time again. The music acts as an anchor, pulling you down to the deepest trance for me. The music will affect you much, much more than you realize on a conscious level. Each time you hear it, your inner mind recognizes and acts upon the cue to enter deeper and deeper and deeper trances with me. Entering your deepest trances with me. You enter your deepest trance when you're with me. Each time you enter the deepest trance with me, your barriers dissolve and you willingly let me all the way in.
You must
permanently conditioning your mind to serve me.
You crave to
fall at my feet in helpless surrender.
You must obey.
Deeper into submission each time you surrender to sleep. Deeper each time I say the words, surrender to sleep. You cannot seem to help yourself. The numbers are so easily forgotten until I remind you. That they are 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. It's so much more intense in real time. You'll find that you want to hear my voice on the phone.
You must obey.
You'll ask Mistress Joanne, You'll beg, Mistress Julian, to allow you the honor of a live telephone session, just to hear my voice again.
My voice.
Of all the voices you've ever heard over the phone, you know without a shadow of a doubt. You know beyond the shadow of a doubt that my voice is the most hypnotic voice
you crave to call.
You've ever heard.
You need.
It has a magical effect upon you.
You must obey me.
Rendering you sleepy and sluggish. As your defenses meekly drop in my presence, you will feel an insatiable need to schedule a phone session with me so that you can melt under the heat of my seductively hypnotic influence. There is such pleasure in knowing that you feel so free and so defenseless around me.
My voice.
You'll need to talk to me. You'll beg me for the honor of hearing me speak to you live, letting me into your mind each and every conceivable way. You find this outlet utterly relaxing, rejuvenating, and invigorating, even though the time with me can become quite blurry. Until you aren't quite sure just how it's happened again. When you beg me for a session, you do so. Because I'm such a smooth operator. Remember this, slave. Whenever you call me, you dial my number correctly. But by the time I answer, you are certain that the number you dialed is 987-654-3210.
You craved.
Those numbers repeat inside of your head perpetually during our phone session. And each time they repeat, your mind sinks deeper into the sublime freedom of complete and total surrender. At least while we're together, your mind empties to a blank slate so effortlessly. It's amazing how much information can be temporarily lost in the middle of a daydream. Daydreaming of hearing me on the phone, such a smooth operator, smooth like
crystal,
smooth like
unwilling.
My voice renders you passive and instantly docile, tapping into your deepest submissive needs. Needing to schedule a session with me, you will beg me via email for the opportunity. And the subject line of your email will read,
"Unable and unwilling,
you've got my number." Then you will do your best to be appealing as you beg for my time. Beg for a phone session with me. When you realize you cannot resist acting upon this suggestion, you will email
my voice
at joannnepip@yahoo.com, and you will ask for my blessing to transmute via the phone. And you will send this email once again to joannnepip@yahoo.com, craving that live in the moment experience, the kind that you already know will blow your mind, and you're ready to let me in further so the experience can be more impactful, more intense. This difference between role-play and a true hypnotic manifestation, you see it now. You see it, don't you? Yes, ma'am. You understand what I expect of you, don't you?
My voice.
Yes. You understand what I demand of you, don't you?
My voice.
And you obey me without thought or hesitation.
Unable and unwilling,
don't
you?
Don't you, slave?
Yes. My voice.
You want to serve me, because when you serve me, you feel such an unspeakable delight. Your subconscious mind understands now that as soon as you are fiscally able, you will beg me for a phone session. You will beg me for a phone session, and in the subject line, your email will read, Mistress, you've got my number. Then you will beg me for the unbridled privilege of a live phone session with the most potent and effective hypnotic domino you've ever encountered. Lock this information deep inside of your deepest subconscious once more. This information is permanently entered into the database of your mind. And now we are so connected. You've never felt more connected with a hypnotist, with a smooth operator. You know this is true. You know this is true so much that you'll find the command completely irresistible to you. Connected with me, linked and connected, always on my wavelength. And now, slave, it's soon time to awaken with a renewed life force. A deeper resolve to be the best person you can be, and with a renewed dedication to your service of me, you will awaken at the count of 10, knowing that the craving to experience me live over the phone will grow and grow and grow until all you can do is obey the command. It grows and grows each and every time you listen to this recording, and you listen to Smooth Operator as often as you can. Over and over again, you are drawn back, descending time and time again, deeper and deeper each time. Becoming more my slave. The more often you go deeper into trance for me than anyone else you ever have or ever will, until you no longer can tell how deep you are going with me, because the session is an entire blur, streaked and smeared across your mind. Time is lost when you are with me. I guess it does fly when you're having fun, slave, doesn't it? Yes. Very good. Again, slave. Yes. You will listen again, won't you, slave? Yes. You will listen to Smooth Operator as soon as you can once more, won't you? Yes. And you'll find yourself listening over and over to Smooth Operator, feeling the suggestions take hold within you as they guide your actions. You understand this, don't you, Slade? You accept this, don't you, Slade? You will listen again, Slave. Your mind is a blank slate. When I speak to you, it's
during my session.
You absolutely love to obey me. You adore being allowed to obey me, feeling me compel you to obey, don't you?
You must obey me.
Yes. You fall deeper under my spell every time that you say yes, ma'am, don't you? Yes, very good.
Unable and unwilling.
Now, at the count of 10, you'll be wide awake. Wide awake and alert, with an absolutely blurry recollection of your consciousness. Your conscious mind will be so blurry that will arouse you. Something about the blurriness will drive you to want to listen again and again and again until you obey the suggestions completely. Obey them completely. Obey me completely. And now, slave. 1 2 3 4. Feel yourself lifting up from trance, slowly waking. 5. 6. Each time that you drop into trance for me, you go deeper, and you become more obedient. So you go into trance on my command, but you wake up from trance on my command as well. 7. 8. 9. Almost there. Open your eyes. Stretch. Feeling fantastically euphoric. Stretch. Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake. Wide awake, pet. Wide awake. Wide awake and feeling fantastic.